This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
And here he is right now, the victorious coach, Jason Crafton. Here he is, and coach, congratulations, win number one. Your thoughts on the last 40 minutes?
You know what, we got to win, but there's still a lot we got to clean up, you know, for as we get ready for our league play. Turnover numbers high, free throw numbers not where I wanted to be at percentage-wise. Haven't seen a final box yet, but we just got to get better. Pleased with some of the things we did in the last 10 minutes of the first half to be able to push us ahead. But, you know, we got to clean some things up to get ready for conference play.
Well, I think the turnovers early, you know, you were turning them over, then you were turning it back over. Then when you settled in, you know, when you made your big run there, the last 7 or 8 minutes of the half, you only had maybe one turnover. And then I'm just asking, you know, you from your standpoint of getting that first win, how does that feel?
Oh, you know, I don't even get caught up in any of this stuff. I just get caught up in the process, you know. So I feel the exact same way as I feel after any game, win or lose. It's just what do we do, how do we get better, and what do we have to do to be able to put us in the best position and to be a contender for the MEACs. And we'll take it.
Exactly, take a win.
Enjoy it. Yeah. You know, it's been a tough ride for us. We've been on the other end of these types of games enough. But we want to just continue to get better. The first thing I'm thinking about is, you know, we got to get better. You know, we can't turn the ball over 19 times in that basketball game. So that kind of takes a little bit of the happy taste out of my mouth a little bit. Yeah.
Balanced scoring attack. We see three players with 12 points and Kanan Bartley, Ty Gibson, Deshaun Phillip, a whole bunch of other guys in the high single digits. Everybody who played contributed and really got to do it up in front of the home crowd.
Yeah, I think we did what we were supposed to do. We took care of home court in this game, and you know, hats off to Clark Summit. They're building their program. Didn't win a game last year. They've won two games this year. You know, we know what that's like here as we try to build. I know what that's like when I was at Nyack College taking over a program that was on the longest losing streak in the history of Division II. So they're going through a process. We're going through a process. Happy to see some guys get some minutes and some experience. Now we got to get ready for finals and then another tough road stretch coming after that.
What's the injury report?
Well, hopefully we didn't get another one. I found someone going down over there, so we might have got another injury, but hopefully we didn't. Hopefully we're able to get out of that game without any injuries. We got to get Cheeseman going still. He's coming out bringing great energy in spots. Took 5 charges in that game, so I was pleased with that. But we do got to find a way to get him going offensively to kind of get him flowing. He only had a good game for us offensively against Morehead State, so we got to keep getting creative with him and trying to find ways to get him to basketball. And he's got to keep working hard, and he will, and we'll get more out of him.
Finals week coming up, a chance to rest up and everybody to be in their own beds. And then it's off to East Carolina, an actual bus trip instead of a flight. What's the message heading down to Greenville?
You know what? We're going to take 2 days off here. And then I think we played so many games, coach, that I feel like our conditioning is falling off a little bit. We haven't been able to really practice, haven't been able to really kind of get up and down and run some sprints. So the biggest thing I want to get addressed with us here after we take 2 days off and guys start getting going with their finals is our conditioning, and really want to go out, and once we come out and go to East Carolina and UNC Charlotte and just kind of be a little bit more fit basketball team. I looked at us tonight and I just felt like we were a little bit tired from some of these trips, a little bit worn a little bit, so we kind of recover, take care of the academics, and then take care of our bodies in terms of getting back in shape the way we want to be, and that'll be important for us moving forward.